One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh, my friend. Now, we do have another update on the Metal Gear Solid remake. The remake that won't die, you might say. remakes never change. Now, this comes from David Hayter himself, but saying he was over on the Dan Allen Gaming podcast, talking to Dan Allen himself, and was being asked about remakes, and amongst the conversation about Kiefer Sutherland, Metal Gear Solid, Hideo Kojima, and everything else. And he was literally asked, you know, like, what would happen with the remake? Do you think it's going to be going ahead? And he says that, oh, actually, a couple of days ago, I received a text from one of his insider friends saying that it was actually going to go ahead. Hayter's pretty frank, you know, saying that he's not involved yet, and they sort of talk about how it would be done, would he approach it with more of a over-the-shoulder third-person camera if it was going to be done from the ground up, etc. But, you know, they talk about the viability of him returning for the voice role because the original PlayStation 1 recordings wouldn't hold up. He says that the audio from Twin Snakes could be used, but even then, you'd probably rather want to have a newer recording altogether just because technology has advanced so much. And so that's kind of just... Well, there's a little bit more to this in terms of, you know, when the leak has been covered in the past. We've covered it last November. What's your thoughts on Big Hayter himself diving in with all the thoughts?
Yeah, unexpected. I mean, I'm pleased to see him just so frank about it. I love that he was just like, yeah, I had a text from an insider who said it's probably happening. I was like, that's cool, David Hayter. I thought you would know a bit more concrete info than that, but it does sort of, like you say, indicate that he's not directly involved, or at least he's not revealing that he's directly involved at the moment. Yeah, which makes me wonder about what kind of remake we could be getting. Is it just going to be a sort of bells and whistles kind of remaster of how the game plays in its current state? Or is it going to be a full-on Resi 2 style, you know, ground-up remake where they would have to bring him in and record new lines, all that jazz?
Well, the thing is, we covered this last November from the Moore's Law is Dead podcast. There was an insider on there who predicted, before it was officially announced, God of War 2 Ragnarok being in existence. And so they also said that the Metal Gear Solid remake is going forward, that it's being developed by Bluepoint. And as of last November, it was in development for 3 years. So it's a pretty sizable project if all of that stuff is true. And a lot of people, like in that person's case, hinging their reputation on that leak being true. But you'd assume that David Hayter would have been contacted at that point. So it's just, it's weird. Like, maybe they are going to use the audio from Twin Snakes. I doubt they would use... unless there's some weird algorithmic upgrade available for the original PlayStation audio. But for me, you know, the PlayStation audio is they're way better takes on that dialogue than Twin Snakes. I don't know if you have any preference, but, like, for me, Twin Snakes is just not the way to go at all.
Yeah. Well, for me, yeah, the original recordings have just, like, such a special place in my heart. I do think they just about edge it out as well. But I wonder whether... you know, they haven't contacted Hayter to re-record any lines or, you know, do it again. I wonder whether that's because MGS, more than any other franchise, Scott, is just so loved for its, you know, its story, its characters, and the voice acting performances. You know, everyone was up in arms when David Hayter wasn't returning for MGS 5. So I wonder whether,
including
you know...
David Hayter.
Yeah, it's such a difficult thing to thread the needle for remakes in general. You want to, you know, update things, but you don't want to piss off the fans by needlessly changing things. And I wonder whether, like, those original voice recordings are so sacred and so ingrained in our minds that they wouldn't want to do them again because you'd notice that something was maybe off. You'd maybe notice that some people had gotten older, maybe slightly lost how they delivered it in the first place or tried to add something new. And because so much of that game is the script, so much of that game is the performances, is the cutscenes, is the dialogue, is the codec, you know, it's a big chunk
of
it. And if you kind of, like, get that a little bit off while re-recording, you might lose a lot of fans immediately off the bat.
There's also the massive, like, disparity between the way that Metal Gear Solid PS1's cutscenes are directed versus the way that Twin Snakes is done, where Twin Snakes is way more crazy anime, Solid Snake's like a superhero, you know, literally surfing a missile when he's fighting behind D. It's just I always hated that stuff. I know that Kojima like isn't a massive fan of the way that Metal Gear Solid 1 was translated, because it wasn't him that had hands on. You know, he wasn't the dude that translated it. He wasn't in those conversations and everything. Hence why everything after MGS1 is just way more ridiculous. But at the same time, he wouldn't be involved in this whatsoever. So I kind of wonder what a side team even does with this. But at the same time, if this has been in development, the conversations have been going on for the last 3+ years, then maybe that slightly overlaps with him having some input. Do you think he would have left some liner notes behind of like, okay, do it this way, or make it more like Twin Snakes, or leave out all the changes that were brought in by the dude that translated the original?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, especially if it's someone like Bluepoint or associated with Sony is doing it, I can't imagine they wouldn't have reached out, especially because, you know, Kojima has an independent studio at the moment, and I'm sure, you know, he would perhaps want some input on it, even if it is just kind of like a George Lucas style consultant, you know, where he gives some notes and they might use them, they might not, you know, it's up to them. I can't imagine they'll have a proper hands-on role coming back to direct it or anything. I imagine he's completely happy to be retired from Metal Gear in its entirety at the moment. But yeah, I think they would contact them, just how, you know, that's happened on remakes and even some remasters in the past, where you go back to the original creatives, get their input on how they'd modernize certain things, and then go from there. If it is Bluepoint, if that rumor from last year still holds up, I think, you know, it's in safe hands. The Demon's Souls remaster was incredible. I thought, even though they made some changes, it seemed like they managed to please the fans, even if things were a little bit different. It retained the spirit of what made the original so resonant back in 2009 or whenever that first came out. So I feel like they're a good studio, and they do have history with the MGS franchise in general, because they did the HD remasters for 2, 3, and then Peace Walker as well, if I am correct. I'm starting to doubt that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm right, but yeah.
No, I think they did do the initial upgrades for it, which is why they were, in the last few years when we've covered this stuff, it's always been they would make sense, because they've got hands-on with this material before. There is that whole thing, though, around the way that Bluepoint approach remakes, which was very much a visual overhaul, because they talk about in the Dan Allen interview about the way that Metal Gear Solid plays. You've kind of got this sort of isometric quasi-top-down camera for quite a lot of it, and the way to sort of modernize it would be throwing the camera over his shoulder and make it a bit more, you know, Resident Evil 4 style. But for me, once you start changing that, I mean, I don't know about you, if you played Metal Gear 3 Subsistence when they brought that camera in, but that just didn't feel like the right way to play. There's even that joke in Metal Gear 4 where it's when you put the camera above him, and there's a Solid Snake says something oh, that's the right way to play, or something like that.
Right.
And it's if they change things like that, to me, you're changing the identity of Metal Gear Solid, and also the playability side of it in terms of, you know, seeing enemy vision cones and stuff like that. So do you have any preference on how you would approach it in that regard?
I mean, personally, I would like them to keep the perspective, but I think realistically, if they're doing a proper remake, they won't. You know, they didn't for Resi 2. I was the same for that. Even though I love Resi 2, that turned out so well. A part of me's I would love that to have an option to toggle to the tank controls, toggle to the fixed cameras, and play it like it was, you know, the original.
Metal Gear Solid in Phantom Pain's engine. Maybe that.
So, I mean, I think that's what they will do. I just, like you said, that will fundamentally change so much. You know, that will fundamentally change how the game plays, how the levels need to be designed, how the boss battles work and stuff. And that could be cool, especially if they've been working on it for 3 years and they're doing all of this work and they're completely changing it. But like you said, I think that will change the identity of it. And I hope they retain some of the eccentricities of that original game, because going back to it last year, or maybe the year before, or whatever, I was taken aback about how survival horror-esque some of the sequences are, and I think you might lose some of that if you have too much control, or if you can see too far ahead, or you change the color palette or something. But at the same time, you know, I think they can they have creative license to perhaps do what they want. I would just also like to see the original Metal Gear Solid 1 be playable in some form on modern consoles as well, because otherwise this remake does threaten to replace it. Whereas if you had the regular game ported over and then also this reimagined version on top, I think that would be the best of both worlds.
Well, the original Metal Gear Solid is still my absolute favorite game of all time. I still think that it holds up brilliantly. You can point to things like camera angles maybe needing to be changed because the industry's changed over the years, but I would still give anyone a copy of Metal Gear Solid and say, play this, and I still think that the vast, vast majority of it completely holds up, totally works, all the story stuff lands and everything else. So I think for me, it's just an access point thing, just put that game on newer systems, and if you need to up-res the visuals, then fine, and if you need to touch up the audio, it's fine, but hopefully don't get too far away from the specific, you know, affectation, the specific ways that those lines were delivered, because, you know, those are the things that are written in history. They're literally, they're written in stone. Like, that's why Twin Snakes, for a lot of people, including me, was just like, this feels wrong. This feels like you've changed it too much. So yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. What would you do for a Metal Gear Solid remake? And how would you want it to play? Do you want it to be more like Metal Gear Solid 5, or would you keep something more like the original version back in the day? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.